Gimel Amar Aleph, 2 lines from the top. We were handling yesterday, the Machlaikis, the past 2 days, we're handling the Machlaikis, if Eishim Mishim Chitze, Eishim Mishim Amayna. If Eishim Mishim Chitze means that it's the Gavra, it's the Adam. If Eishim Mishim Amayna, then it's like a shah. Now the Gemara asks you, Kash, Amar Rava, Kash Leil Abaya, Abaya had Shver. The man dama Eishim Mishim Chitze, look at the man dama that says Eishim Mishim Chitze, Tamim be'eish, the pater achmon, eich mishkach aslo. We know it's a machlekes, but we paskin that if something's hidden in eish, you pater, which means that if something was, if you had eish, a fire burning, you made the fire, you caused the fire to burn, and the ma'aseh there was something, it burnt Yana's field, and there was something hidden in that person's field, the halacha is that you pater from eish. Eish is not machayev, something which is hidden. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds, and that's what we paskin. So if so, so how did you come out if Eish is Chayev al Tzchetz? So how could you find a case that you pater? The Chayra calls man, Chetz means it's Adam Amazik. So Adam Amazik is Chayev, Mezid, Oynes, Ratzin. So over here, you should be Chayev. Because since, even though he didn't know about it, it doesn't make a difference. If Eish is Chayev al Tzchetz, so Chetz is anything, it's a regular Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik is chayiv everything. So even Taman should be chayiv. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is that chayitz is always Tamanu. It goes into hidden thing and it's mazik. You get from here to China and you're chayiv, right? So Bekitza said, how could Eish be pot on Taman?
Being that it's mazik something that's Taman, it has to be.
So it has to be the Yichayev.
I don't understand Rashi's pshat. We say Eish is Mishum Chitzo, but it's not. But a Chetz goes in. The Eish doesn't go in. The Eish goes on the outside.
It goes in.
So what's Rashi asking from Chetz when the Chetz is only a dinyan? We're talking about Eish.
Right.
Eish doesn't go in. It's on the outside. So
Rashi's
chat is the Chetz goes inside, so the Chetz is always
Tamim.
But we're talking about
Eish,
we're not talking about Chetz.
I know, but Eish also goes inside, it goes both.
Yeah, but it starts from the outside.
So?
You can't have
Chetz also starts from the outside. You think Chetz goes in and then comes out?
Fine. Find an Eish.
The Kasha should be on Chetz, not an Eish.
The Kasha is, no, Chetz is not a problem. We know that later on the Mishnah says Eish is Pata on Tamim. Okay, so how does that make sense? If Eish is on Chetz, Chetz is Chayv. Chetz is a regular Adam Amazik. Eish is going to be out Chetz, so then it should be Chayev also, that's top from Taman.
No, but according to Rashi, if every Chetz is Taman,
no.
Oh, right, you have to come onto Taman to know that it's not
right. So we kitza, so let's learn Rashi's first part. Rashi's first part was that it's Adam Amazik, and Adam is Chayev, Bein B'mezit, Bein B'oynes, Bein B'ratzen. So over here, L'chayre, you should be Chayev also, you shouldn't be part out Taman. What's the Shaykhus?
Why?
Maybe it's Chayev. Maybe it's chayiv mezid oynis ratzon. How do you know Taman is chayiv? How do you know a person's chayiv on Taman?
Because it's like he did it himself.
It's not like he did it.
Kocho.
Kocho ain't kocho, but maybe kocho's bata. How do you know? Because you see Adam as mazik, muid, yashin, and all that. Where do you see Taman yipata yichayiv? Maybe a person's also pata by Taman. Doesn't make sense, right? That's. It doesn't make sense. If he's chayiv on something which is the oinus, that means he's not chayiv on any. It doesn't make sense why he's chayiv. He's chayiv anything that he did, he's chayiv. So who cares if it's Taman or not? Yeah. That was Pasha the Gemara. Yeah. So the Gemara is asking the Lachaya if Eish is Chetz, so then Eish should be chayiv at Taman. Chetz means that it's Kaychay. And if it's Kaychay, it's Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik is chayiv on everything. Zakh the Gemara, Hechemishkach, so what do you have? Zakh the Gemara, Venichalei, very interesting. The Gemara never says such a lotion. Venichalei, and he answered. Yeah, very interesting. Also. Normally they're arguing each other. He's all excited with his question. Okay. So Zakti Gemara, V'nichalei, he answered, he could be talking about Kenshanafla, Dleika La'isa Chatsa. You made a fire. It went into that person's Chatsa. Fine. Now what happened? V'nafla Gede, Shaloi Machmas Leika, there was a fence around the person's Chatsa and the fire would not continue. Well, the Maisa, right, and what happened was, V'halcha, V'dlika, But the felt fell down not because of the fire. Fell down for the fire is a chayv. But it fell down not because of the fire. Pum, someone pushed it down, and it fell down. And now the fire was able to continue on to the next field. The hasam kalu lachaytze. Over there, the chaytze is over. Because when you lit the fire, that's the zrikas chaytze. It wasn't right to get to the other chatzah because there was a fence in between. There was a stone wall in between. No, one second. You started, it started burning a gadish. It was going to go to the next gadish, but there was a wall in between. Now, the time the fire got to the end of the gadish.
You're saying every case of Taman is...
Oh, that's going to be this case. Was that the guy in this case? So now such a case, that's when we're discussing the Bipata, right?
You're anointed. Aye, person's chayv burnt.
No, but Rebbe Shasai did it, it wasn't there. The chayt was over. My chait was only able to land till
there. We know that Mazik is chayv in some period.
But you chayv in some, but there's a limit to that also. Means let's say, like we know, come on Shabbos, if you in the schavon lezek shtayim v'zorak arba, you pata.
I'm not the Mazik.
It's pata also, right?
That's
from Shabbos,
a different reason.
Right. There's no shaykh, there's also nezikin also. But there's such a musik. I'm just saying, there's a musik of something that wasn't aimed when you did it, and then it happens. Right, it's not even. Let's say you hit something, and then what do you mean? We learned to come out Maccas. If you turned the corner, if you were shooting when there was no one there, and then all of a sudden someone turned in the corner, you can be part of it. Maybe shaking, maybe part of it. Whatever it is. Oh, this is going to be most kashrut. Yeah, but akapanim. So 1 second. So what are we saying? So we're saying over here the chaitz didn't have enough in it to go ahead and burn the next field because there were stones in between. Now it went to burn the field. You part of it. That's a case of tamun. In fact, the Gemara, what Yaakov just asked, the Achil in Yigali, Nam, we call it Lechetz. What's Taman of doing anything? In Yigali, even if it's anything that's revealed in that field, you're also Pata. Anything that's open in that field, nothing to do with anything hidden. You can't say because it's hidden behind the wall, it doesn't mean hidden.
That's not relevant.
That's not how we teach Taman?
No. We're teaching Taman, something's hidden in that field.
No, the Kasha is what in the continent.
The field is Avichai. The second
field.
That's the most Kasha. You're not, you shouldn't be. That's Gali, even Gali, you Pata. What? You got it? And for the Gemara, held this is such a strong kasha, the Tam Be'esh. Again, even though there's really another man, the Amma, over there that argues and says that Tam Be'esh is Chayev, and maybe you could say that Rabbi Yechonon that says, Atzchetzai, he's going like the man, the Amma, that says over there in the Mishnah that Tam is Chayev. But the Gemara, they're showing him a bother with this kasha. What's so bad? No, so they say even better. They say that we paskin like Rabbi Yechonon and we paskin like the Rabbanon, and Psaka won't shtim. But anyways, yeah. So therefore, the Gemara says, because of that kasha, Lamanda isle mishum chetzai, isle na mishum amayna. You're right. The man, the Amma that says, the Yechayiv al chetz, we always thought it was a machlekes if it's chetz or mamon. No, so Gemara, no. The man, the Amma that says, eish abichon mishum chetzai, he's agrees to a shlokish that says, eish mishum amayna. There's still going to be a machlekes, but he agrees. Oh, that's the most kasha.
What?
That's going to be the most kasha. We're going to see. 1 second. So Rabbi Yechonon that says Eishem Shem Chaitze agrees to Eshlakish that says Eishem Shem Chaitze. He holds both. Zok to Gemara. Elamanda is the Mishem Chaitze is the Nam Shem Chaitze. Keep going. So what's the case? That they can be chayv one another. Shohay Yolei Lugajah. V'loi Gajah. Before he lit a fire. And now, so really, and there was a fence there. So really, you should be potter. Because on the next field, like we just explained, right? Why should we part them? Because there was a fence there. It's not me. It happened after. It's not. But
even if it's
moment. Oh, we're gonna. Yeah, even if it's moment. My show was locked, and now someone opened up the gates. Is that guy's chayv? I don't know. Not me.
You can't say someone else,
but
then the other one. Would be
I know. It's the wind.
The animal kicked the stone and went with it. Meaning it's.
You have to be able to protect your shirt for that.
Right. But over there, like you're saying...
You have to assume it's going to happen. What happens if you have your shirt locked into a thing and there's an einus
that
opens
that will...
and the hurricane and the doors open up?
You bought it. That's the same thing here. Right. So what are we saying? Well, we're talking about a case. You had time. You're so quick that... The fire, till it gets to the other side of the field... It's a very large field, and it's not going to take a while. So you had time to build another fence.
After it fell.
After it fell.
But
So
it's partial. It's talking about a piece of the fence fall down. So why we go through? Take a minute to put back the piece.
Fine. Itself. Very good. The Hasam Shayehu V'loy Tafach Ba'ape. It's like you put a shayr into a field and you didn't close the door. You didn't lock the door. And it went and it was mazik. So we also. So therefore, Alts Chaitz, your taka be potter.
Alts Vamayna,
it's still your mom because you had a way to stop it and now you didn't stop it. So Mela, you mechoyev the same as shayr. You put in a closed door. But you didn't lock it. You say, no, I closed it. That doesn't matter. So we also, since you had a way to stop it, you are chayev alts moment. Mashas, you hit it, you put it.
It's no longer your force.
It's no longer your force. Because force is all like we said in the Mukhiyasev and all that. It's a mafreya. It's to what you did. When I did it, it wasn't capable of doing that. It's a matter of shaking moment. It's not so much what I did, it's my shayr going out loose.
That's only
the reverse,
right?
Everybody else told me. After Mukhez, everyone used to. After Mukhez, Kash is a bummer than Kash. How could you ever have Nebi Shams? I don't think anyone argues on the Mukhez.
So answering that Tommen is only a case of this.
Right. And you. Right. That's
the case of Tommen.
Right, exactly.
According to
my relationship. Zakhti Gemara, Vachimiacha, the man, the Islay, Mishim Chitza, Islay, Nami, Mishim Amayna, Mai Benai. That's what you asked, Shami. If everyone holds now its mom, and what's an afkamina? Now, you could have plenty of afkaminas. Let's say it wasn't your mom. Gechelas, it took someone else, the dog took someone else's gechelas. So if you hold also out, chetzah, you'll be chayef. If you hold out its mom, dafka.
Oh, so you don't need both. You need either one.
You could have a case that you'll only be chayef if you hold out chetzah. That's what we discussed 2 days ago. So. So what do you mean, my benai? We have this.
We have all the cash before.
Right, so still around. It's still alive and kicking. So what's the going to ask my benai?
If then you need it to be a mammon. If Rabbi Yechon holds that you need it to be a mammon, then you're potter again in that case.
No, because Rabbi Yechon holds that you could be chayv either or.
That's what I'm saying. See, it's either or.
Right, it's either or.
I understood the Gemara saying you need mammon also.
Yeah, but it's either or. Then how does that sound by tam? You still have to come onto this case.
You have to come into this case,
if
right?
If it's going to be just chetzer, then why would you be chayv?
You'll be pata, but I'm chayv at mamon.
Oh, only if in a case when you would...
Such a case,
your, no, in you a case be like this, if it wouldn't be you, it would be somebody else. Mamon
had a comment to that case because otherwise... It's,
you'll be pata, it's chetzer.
Out of the gully. So the problem is to be chayv and gully when it came to mamon. You're pata on the gully also, huh?
You need both, right?
No.
Well, in case of mamon, if you be chayv on tamon...
No, in some cases, you'll
be
pata
because it's tamon. So I need it. So I'm chayv at the moment.
In some cases, you'll need both. You won't always need both. You have a case. You have a good question. Case of tamen, you have to come on to both.
It's not. You have to come on to. You'll be chayv at the moment.
Each one is a machayv.
Each one's a machayv.
Right. Enough to be
a machayv. Exactly. So Rabbi Zevos Gemara's Kasha. So Rashi explains that we're discussing a case of gachela shaloi. That means we know there's a machleikus even by gachela shaloi. So by Gechela Shaloi, we know there's a Machlaikas, where is the Nafka Mina?
Gemara didn't learn that like that till now.
I know. Yeah, right, it wasn't Mukha, right. But that's what Ash said. Right, true. You know, that's what Ash says, that's what a lot of Rishonim argue. But that's
the beginning, so you learned it was the Nafka Mina was
it. Right, that's what you said, right. So, okay, but that's what Ash is explaining. So Mela, if it's Gechela Shaloi, what's an Nafka Mina if you hold of Chetzai also? Big deal, doesn't make any Nafka Mina. And for the Gemara, my benayu, ke benayu, l'chayv v'avod v'ayim. Again, chetz means that it's your kayach. We know that if a person is mazik, he's chayv and nezek, ripitza, sheves, b'yishas. That's normally what a person's chayv. Right? A shayv that's mazik, you're not chayv in any of those. Chayv that's nezek, but that's it. Right? So if it's alts chetzai, you'll be chayv alts these four things, not b'yishas, we'll explain in a minute. But like upon him, because chetz is like adam amazik, so when your fire goes ahead and burns someone's hand off, you chayiv nezek tzayiv b'sheves. Because it's mamash adam amazik. Later, you'll be chayiv in those four things. Like a shlokish, you're not going to be chayiv because that's mamon, and by yeshayah you don't say this. So why aren't you chayiv as b'sheves? So Rashi explains, because you're not chayiv on b'sheves only till you mechavin.
Only what?
Only if you mechavin to do it. The other four things you chayiv, because you're a pshiyus, so you're chayv. Rav Adi, you have to be mechavan to do it. With your fire, you're not mechavan to go ahead and burn like his hand off, right?
Because Pashut, the person's not so embarrassed if it happens accidentally, then it's not on purpose.
Right. That means, if he could say that I got burnt, if he says that he got in a fight with someone, it's very embarrassing, he got in a fight with someone. So that's why Chayav of Boishas. Okay, the fire burnt it, okay. Therefore, you put out Boishas. But anyways, so the Machlokes of Eichon Shlakish is discussing a case of, that. I mean, the Nafkimina would be, if you Chayav Nezek Tzal, you can shave his Boishas. Very interesting. That means, we're taking this Adam literal. This Eish Chayitza is literal. The same Eichayitzi Chayav, Eish Chayav, and you Chayav on these four things that only if a person literally does. It means Eishah Rabbi Yechon holds it's Mamish Adam. So now, as we the question is that if it's Mamish Adam, so what's the Mishnah saying two things, Adam and Eish? Eish is Adam, what's the difference? So he's going to tell you if you push, kick someone with your hand, you kick someone with your foot. If you push someone with your hand, you push someone with your foot. Eish is Mamish Adam.
It's a
Chiddush
that
Chaycho
is
fine. Right. Because otherwise, so he could have said Chaytz also. He chapped Eish. Huh? But that's interesting. You understand a gun for some reason is so clear to you, right? That you're chayiv. You say, no, you're not chayiv a gun because it's not me. You don't say that, right? But you come over here, because Eish, at the end of the day, it's like not a new mechayiv, but even though it's not a new mechayiv, but it's another chiddush in the chayiv. You're right, and the chiddush is that you go for chayiv, what's Adam?
It's good. It's right to call another Adam.
Well, we see Shur and Karen is another, I mean, right? Karen and Regal is another Adam. Rav and Shmuel, right? Mechlekes. I'm saying, so you have also, it's also a show goring or to aid it.
It's a question, why do you call it an Ava Masik? Why is the Torah give you a case of Eish that you need a separate case for Eish? If it's Av Kaisal, so Chayef Kaisal Svara, you have the
question. Question.
It's a question on the Torah. Why is the Torah there? It's not a question on the Mishnah, it's a question on the Torah.
That doesn't make it a question on the question. I'm saying, so the answer is the same answer. Saying that because the Torah has to be Mechadish, you describe. Because without that, the Torah is allowed to tell you the Chiyuv, and then you understand it that the Chiyuv has the same time of that. But the Torah is Mechadish, you're Chiyuv. Even though it left your hands, I don't know, you could say a lot of different Nakutas to it. It left your hands, you have no bothers over it when it got killed. Let's say a guy was Chayza after he shot, and before he killed the guy, he was Chayza. What do we say? Too bad on you, right? Because it's Chalam Afair. I don't know, this whole lump is Chalam Afair.
But Eish Mishon Chetza by a gun is very easy to understand, because you're making a go there by an Eish. It can make a left turn, it can make a right turn.
No, there's more than that, because when you lit it, it keeps lighting a new fire.
There's something else.
And Eish is always in college, it's a new fire. Every second, it's a new fire.
I understand, but you have to, you're taking that, you know that when you're doing it, that's included in lighting a fire.
You have to come back.
When you light a fire, you know that it has the ability to get
to
you. Maybe not. Maybe it's close enough.
I'm saying, we're explaining a lot of things, why it's taka different, why it's taka chiddush, and Baal is a chiddush. That's why the Torah has to say it out. Yeah. Zokti Moravaita, al charyora mishalem. The Mishnah said that on charyora, on the cookie, you pay nezek shalem, on the gadish, you pay chatzin nezek. And we tried to explain, we had this earlier, why on the gadish you pay chatzin nezek. Is it the place of the Gadish? Is it the place where you put the fire mamish, or it's afterwards? Yeah. So the man chayev. Who's chayev? On the fire, on the Gadish. Bala Kelev. Who's chayev? The Bala Kelev. Is chayev on his dog that ate the charyora. And like that, the Gadish got burnt. He's the one that's chayev for it. Let the Bala Kelev also be chayev. Why? Because what happened over here? How much is he chayiv? It's a big machlokes in the Rishonim now. How much is he chayiv? The Baal HaKelev.
Either it's
Rabbi, we're discussing now the Gadish. It's chayiv chatzin nezek, right? It's chayiv chatzin nezek. So now, it's Rarius or it's Kelev? Right. So now. Yeah, obviously.
You have to watch your
Kohen
Shasiach. There's another dog in your practice.
Oh, you mean about the coal? Why is it chayv about the coal? We're going to get there. We're going to discuss that. But first we're discussing, we want to know about the Gadish. Why is it, who's chayv on the Gadish? So we're telling you that the Kelev, Bala Kelev is chayv on the Gadish. How much is he paying? The Mishnah says he pays half. Why? Either because it's serious or because of Karen, Mishnah. Fine. So now, fact the Gemara, that let the other guy, let the Bala Gecheles end up paying the other half, because it's his fire. He's also part of this equation, right? Now, either you should be chayiv. Yeah, that's some Rishonim say. It's a big, yeah, it's a three-way machlekes actually. Either you should pay a quarter, or you should pay three quarters, or you should pay half.
What did he do wrong?
He left this thing out.
He left this thing out.
His rishus. It's
like the but obviously the dog was able to get to it.
Your dog came into my rishus.
Okay, we're going to say, but the most kasha is that obviously the Bakachelis is someone involved over here. So since he's someone involved, so therefore he should be chayiv. Again, either it's machlekes Rashi, Tais, and other Yishanim, either he should be chayiv on the other half, or he should be chayiv to help him out with this half, should be a shutav in the payment, or he should pay, this guy should pay a quarter, and the other guy should pay three quarters. That's the three of machlekes in Yishanim. Fine.
Why should he get paid Nezik
Shalim? Why not? The Maaseh, it's his treyers that, or his can, that is Mishanah. But on them he should be chayiv.
What would the Baal Gechelas be chayav else?
Money on Mazik. Sure. Really? Zok the Gemara, B'Shashim Gechelasa. We're talking about...
What?
I'll share. I'll mom and Mazik. So he's saying it's yours. No, it's his Gechelas. It's his fire.
The Baal Gechelas.
It's like his chayitz maybe.
Should be chayav
else, sure. His mom and being Mazik. I don't know you want to call it, or maybe his chayitz. You want to consider that a chayitz maybe. It could be considered that also.
I mean, the same way we were talking about the
Chanvil being. Right, whatever it's been Gechelas. We're discussing a case that his Gechelas was locked in. Was
but why should only pay Chatzin Ezek?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he'll pay.
Maybe Ezek Shalom.
That guy's not going to gain. B'Shashim Gechelas. He watched his Gechelas.
Why shouldn't he gain? If we have a svar to say that the only p'tur is because of the Mazik's p'tur, not the Nizik. So let him gain tag.
Yeah, that's a good cash in the whole Baba Kama. We'll get
if
to
you can't use it
on.
Only against me.
But that's again with the Sosva. He's asking a good question. If two people are mazik someone, I was mazik you completely, you were mazik completely. So why? So he gained that. He gained $100. You go insurance, he gained, right?
Yeah.
Right? So
you have two powers.
It's not Mustab and Misvara, but Lamaisa. But,
it could be Mustab and Misvara. So we're saying that the Pshat is that. Yeah, okay. I'm saying you could understand it. The Shadr just had to say it.
Right.
I mean, that means either the Pshat is that Lamaisa. It really makes sense that the Pshat is that if that's the way we were explaining about Bekama a little bit, that the Pshat is that's really between you and the Rebbein Shlom, and that guy's just a pawn over here. So between you and the Rebbein Shlom, you're mazik the guy completely. So what do I care that there's someone else paying? I have to do tshuva between me and the Rebbein Shlom.
That's the svara for what?
We said that. We said that. Yeah, pay it up. That makes the guy strong.
Look at mitzvah and nizik. He's only entitled to what he lost.
Right.
We don't look at it.
I mean, v'day shemayim, maybe I should be mechuyev in it. V'day shemayim, maybe I'm mechuyev in it. Mitzvah and nizik, he can't collect it. Okay, interesting. Yeah. So the Gemara v'shishim gechalasa. His gechalas is not going to protect it. Like the Gemara v'shishim gechalasa. My boy Kelev asam. What's the Kelev doing there? He protected it. How did the Kelev get to it? So the Gemara v'shachata. The Kelev dug underneath, and he went into his field and got it.
Why do you have to come onto that? Why can't I say it was a marishos? Do I have to fence marishos?
If it's available for the public, you have to be careful. Yeah.
The Bala Kelev has to watch it. You shouldn't go in there. Why do you have to come onto that?
What do you mean? If it's open,
if I have a sada, I have to have my sada fenced off. I need a gate around it.
You know, I was once had a building with a bakery. All the rats in the neighborhood came to the bakery. So Bamison, the dog likes the smell. So why is that called a shmira if you know the dog could dig in? So you have to say it's mishuna that the dog will run the.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Tell you something. But one second. But one second. Let's just see the Gemara. The Gemara says that.
Right. Why do I need to come on to that?
Again, because if it's available for the public, that means
you have to. Like Shimmy said, you have to watch. You have to protect your animals. Why should?
But
you
I can't protect the animal if
it's
available.
The middle of an open field, and
the tab of the dog is who's going to get there.
Right, you can't. There's the limit. How much
that goes on the Baal Kelev or goes on the Baal Sada?
No, we're not talking about Sada. You mean the
no? Whoever the Baal Gechelas is the Baal Sada.
That's
right?
Cool that you didn't watch your Gechelas. If you let such
if
a massive.
If the dog can reach it.
Yeah, dog can reach it, doesn't watch it.
Somebody comes into your field and slips on something.
That's it. Because he doesn't belong in a field. The dog could be all over the place. And then now he went into your field. Oh, one second. So he walked. So, oh, my God. So he walked. So, oh, my God. So he even a Dallas, a Kelev could go underneath it and dig underneath it. Okay.
So right, it's not a good shmir.
No, so you say there's a limit to the shmir. I mean, I'm not mechayiv to what to do. Okay. He's just saying, Stama said that it's somewhat of a shmir. So, but this is not enough. The
but
say.
Ultimately,
why, right. Ultimately, it's enough. And Yechayiv and the Baal HaKel
is Chayiv.
Right.
What's what we're trying to say?
Wow, it's not
Mishon and it's Chayiv Nezashon. He's Chayiv, Baal HaKelev.
Right,
Chayiv Nezashon.
What's the Zayis HaMeiris? What's he trying to point out?
No, we're just pointing out that a Kelev could get underneath dogs, on the doors.
Well, I should have washed them more.
Right. The Kelev could get underneath doors.
What the Baal HaKelev?
Shouldn't
have washed them.
Should be Chayiv.
No, there's a limit to Hashmir. This is enough for Hashmir. It's not the normal thing.
It's enough for Hashmir, right. But a dog gets around somehow.
Right. I mean, the Tosfos asked this kasha. And the Shishimik Echasa, the Tosfos says, Mashmir is a kivin shiachal a kelev a kanish a mechatid. Sometimes it's a kelev, so what's up Hashmir? The Tosfos says, it's enough. You can't go ahead and make a guy put on the metal fence because there might be dogs around coming underneath.
He's just letting us know that you should know that when you lock your dog, the dog could still get
up. Yeah, dog, I mean, he's just saying. He's just...
Meaning, how did it happen, otherwise? You had a fence. And with that, he still got in somehow. No, meaning there is a level of shmira, but beyond that, you don't have to do more, right? You can't protect...
Well, you have to protect your dog. You lock it up inside the property. It may not be enough.
No, one second. The Baal HaKelev, why is he chayav? Because his dog was able to get him? Because he should have watched his dog loose a little bit
more. There's a fence around it. That's called a shmir.
He should have had a leash. Right? A Kelev always has a leash.
A leash and a fence. And...
No. If you change it, that's enough to go to shmir. That's the stone one we call Kelev.
Yeah. Zok to Gemara. So now, the Achla Hecha, where did he eat it? Where did he eat the cookie? Ilem the Achla Begadish, the Alma... They ate it in a regular gaddish, in someone's gaddish. Oh, now it's time. The chachamim are bothered. Why did the Gemara first discuss the field and then the Gemara discussed the cookie? The Gemara first should have discussed the cookie because that's what happened first. The chicken lay right there. I'm saying so it first ate the cookie, so why did the Gemara discuss that first? They blab shua. Okay, but anyways. So where's the cookie? That the cookie was eaten in a regular gadish and someone else's gadish. You need it to be bibis de'acha, which is what did we learn that? That means the nizik's field, and over here it ate in someone else's field.
The Gemara is just complicating two things that the Gemara said before. You say it's from where you took it before, right? If you throw that on rock, it's yichayva where you threw it from, not where it landed. That's one problem. And the second problem is the Gemara before said bibis de'acha, it's enough. Because the Bani Yamu said bibis de'acha, it's enough. That's called just a yachta. It doesn't have to be jafra.
Yeah, so we were that. That's a good shot. No? That is that we're going that like the other man, like most man, that hold the business. So let's just explain the question. The question is that over here, if he's talking about a different field, see, so that means we understand like this. There's a Baal HaKelev, there's a Baal HaCharyar, and there's a Baal HaGadosh. So the Baal HaCharyar ate it, the Kelev ate the Charyar in someone's field. And now it went, and what happened? It dragged it to the Nizik's field, so it's not the Bibis Te'achavim. The Baal HaCharyar, that ate the Gadosh, the Baal HaCharyar is all the same person. So Mela ate it in the Nizik's Yishus. And it was massacred in the Nizik Shus. So there is a Bibis De'acha.
I thought that was a
Pshat
all along.
Okay. No, you didn't think that was
Pshat. No, why do you have to
always handling the payment.
Sada. Why can't the Baal HaCharyar and the Baal HaSada be the same one?
Because you could have learned like that, but we didn't learn like that because we were claiming who pays. We wanted to have that the Baal HaCharyar. In the Gemara, you couldn't have learned like that. So the Gemara Tivshit, so we should be Pshat, the Shada that we have. The Pi Para Kechotza Nizik Dami. The mouth of a parah has din like the chatzah nizik. Why? The ikh chatzah mazik. Because if the mouth has a din like chatzah mazik, lema le my boy riftach bepuma de kavai. What is your piece of bread? What is your cookie doing in the mouth of my kelev?
Your kelev grabs it, and you could say it's a tell mouth.
Tell the gazach. Yeah. It means like this. It means it's hard to say that the mouth the boy who we have a shayla pi parah kachatzah nizik dami or kachatzah mazik dami. We have a shayla, the Maya cigarette. Is Pipar, the mouth, you're right, it's standing in the shus of the Nizik, but now that it's in his mouth, it's b'shus amazik. So we had such a shayla. So if we have such a shayla, we should be patient from here that it has a din, it's b'shus anizik. Because if we have a stayach, and we're telling you that it's in the shus anizik, even though it's in his mouth. It means like this. Let's say you want a chatzim mishtameres. And some we know the halacha is if Dava Hefka flies into chatzim mishtameres, the balam's kind of, the balachatz is kind of. Let's say someone, you're standing there illegally, and you hold the yad out, and that chicken fell into your yad. Do we say that the chatzim mishtameres guy gets it, or you get it? I'd rather you get it, because you're a person in there, you're kind of. So that means we see that even in your someone else's rishus, you have bialis in it. You have rishus
in
it.
The ability to be kind of.
Right. So if so, over here, this shah is in the rishus ha-nizik, but right now it's in his mouth. So if it's in his mouth, with the Gemara class, maybe it's rishus ha-nizik, maybe it's rishus ha-nizik. We don't know. Here you should be paishah that's called rishus ha-nizik. So we had a ibaya, be paishah the ibaya. Zakh the Gemara, if you're going to say this, how you'll ever have anything Shane? Shane is only Chayv Rishus HaNizik. What's this Klar B'chlal?
Does a Parah have the ability to be a Rishus? Could a Parah be a Rishus?
If he's
Dalai
Lama?
No. No, it is a Rishus. Sure, it's a Rishus.
Just like Yad is a
we said.
So Yad is a person himself.
Yeah, sure,
but...
Even if
a
Yad is a Rishus,
it's not Dalai
Lama.
No, it's touching, it has to eat it.
Yeah, it's
sure.
It
has to swallow
it.
Has to swallow it.
I'll
see you in a minute. Yeah, yeah, touching
has
nothing. It's a fact of Gemara that if you're going to tell me, what's this whole klal, like, okay, I was pushed to klal. Well, what's the whole klal b'chal? I have a pshitas to it. It has to be shame. No, I'm not Mari, but you have kana. You're going to change chacha b'kaisla. No, I'll find you a different case of shame. That it scratched the wall. It scratched its body on against the wall. And I don't know. Shane means that Yeshana Lazay, because he have a case. Or the Tanfa Payaslan Asa. It was time to pay us on
Asa. So good. That's an odd thing. The part I know. The part of the saying that Shane was talking about.
Yeah.
That it ain't. So what's your answer?
Yeah. So yeah. Zak the more vai to maskal mazucho, but be inokashi vaya glala tuma. This doesn't help you. Because Shane has to do a case that you swallowed it and you got rid of it completely over here, even though it knocked down the wall, but the bricks are still kayam. So that can't be the disappointment of Shat and Shane. We know it's outcome of Shane, but Shane has to be there was a picture on the wall, and now that it knocked the wall down, the picture's gone forever.
You don't need to knock the wall down. When it rubbed against it, it erased the mural.
Right, exactly. So over there, it's Ivar Aglal Tumah. Vashem, I'll find you a different case, the Pasuk Psi. Now she says the first pshat that it took the payers and it was stepping it on it in tit while it was wet. And then the tit got hard, so now the fruit are gone. They didn't have those drills that wake you up while you're dead.
I think it's enough that it's not worth the trouble of gathering all the fruit.
Yeah, Rashi doesn't say, Rashi says, yeah, Shabbat, yeah. So anyway, so therefore, we have a case that Ivar Aglal Tumah, therefore the Ibaya is the Ibaya. So anyways, getting back to the Gemara, so the Gemara wanted to bring up Pshitas, that over here we're telling you that has to be Chatzah Nizik. So you see that Pipara is considered Chatzah Nizik, and there's a long Taisis trying to go through many cases that we had that can't be that it's Chatzah Nizik, that it can't be that be Chatzah Mazik. Okay. Tomorrow again, Shachas is 6:35, and Moshe Klein's